IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion on how Arba'in procession will revive the Husseini movement all around the world, we have two guest speakers for today's discussion, Sheikh Rouhani and Brother Habib. Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Brother and Habib.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me. It's always an honor and pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome, Brother. So during these days, maybe sooner, so many of the people have started their journey towards Karbala on foot, what is known as Arba'in procession or Arba'in walk. Usually, it is believed to be between Najaf and Karbala, but for the Iraqis themselves, from far, far places and regions, they start maybe 1-2 months in advance. And now Arba'in procession, Arba'in walking has changed into a kind of, we can say, a ritual, spirit say, or a religious ritual, or rite.
Symbol
for the Shias, especially all across the world, but I've seen so many footage and so many videos that even the non-Muslims, even our Sunni brethren, are taking part in the Arba'in procession. So today we want to talk about Arba'in procession. Is it at all Arba'in procession and Arba'in walk considered among the religious rituals or not? First, let's start with this big question, Sheikh.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, why not? When it comes to the word sha'air, which is the plural form of sha'ira, sha'ira means sign, symbol, or a kind of indication, something that guides us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why whatever in this world, in our lives, can guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that could be a kind of sha'airullah,
yes,
or a kind of symbols and signs that we should follow to get access to that spiritual aspect of our religious lives, I mean, ma'nawi or spirituality. So that's why I think, of course, Arba'in nowadays, it guides the people, millions of the people from across the globe towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it attracts the attentions of the people, not only the Shia Muslims, but also, as you rightly mentioned, Sunni brothers and also non-Muslims, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
So this, of course, could be considered as sha'airullah.
And it's really strange because maybe so many people are not interested in taking part, for example, I don't know, during even the days of Taswan Ashura, okay, to this journey towards Karbala and Imam al-Husayn. But during all these recent years, I mean, it's not maybe more than 10 years that it is, we can say, enlivened, or better to say, livening again among the people, among the Muslims, the people are interested in taking part, we can say, Arba'in procession and walk. What is the main reason, Brother Habib?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. Going back just a little step further than going into your question, like how my brother put it out there, the meaning of sha'ira or sha'air, the symbols and the landmarks,
yes,
of the Islamic religion, of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these examples is the visitation or visiting the graves of the A'imma alayhum as-salam. And one of the greatest graves to be visited is the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi as-salam. Various sayings, I always return people to the book Kamil al-Ziyarat,
yes,
complied by Ibn Qawlaway,
yes,
one of the great scholars in the early fourth century in the Hijri calendar. And he has specific chapters of the rewards, what the Imam alayhi salam had to say, how they used to emphasize on the visitation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Of course, there's also the part of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, which we'll talk about later on. But at the end of the day, visiting Imam Hussein alayhi salam on any day is a ritual, is a symbol. It's something that the Shias do. It's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, wanted his servants to keep on doing. أَتَزُورَ الْحُسَيْنِ كُلَّ يَوْمِ زُرْهُ بِهَذِهِ الزِّيَارَ كُلَّ يَوْمِ. Do you visit Imam Hussein every day? Visit him with this. If I cannot go to his grave, go to your roof of the house and then say send your salams.
Because
your salams reach the Imam alayhi salam. So this is an action that the Imam alayhi salam want their followers to keep on doing and following. And
Sorry, now this is the question. When by far you can send your salams to an imam like Imam al-Hussein, why taking part, I'm bearing all these hardships on your shoulders.
We're going to get to that point.
Yes.
Then you have the point of specific visitations. The visitation of Laylat Ashura, the greatest, me personally, I've seen as the greatest. The greatest rewards is available over there. The visitation on the day of Arafah, the visitation of 15th of Sha'ban, the visitation of Rajab, the visitation on the day of Layal al-Qadr, the Nights of Power. But yet, between the Shia nowadays, I don't want to go back. I want to say nowadays, it's been like 2 centuries, that the Shias have been focusing on the Arba'in walk. And to keep it into your knowledge, there's this fact that the scholars in the past 2 centuries, when the Hawza was available in Karbala, the scholars such as the Sayyid al-Tabatabai, his son the Sayyid al-Mujahid, al-Wahid al-Bahbahani, these guys are the ones that kind of started off this movement. And it went stronger and stronger, even during the time of the tyrant ruler of Saddam Hussein, which was Saddam Hussein.
Yes.
Where he tried to denounce it. And by trying to denounce it, he only made it a bigger fire. It's like when you have this spark, this fire, you try to blow it off, and instead of it turning off, it becomes bigger. That's what happens. That's what happened with the Arba'in walk.
Yes.
And not only that, but the people of the path, because there's the two paths.
Yes.
Tariq Ya Hussein, Tariq Al-Ulama.
Yes, yes.
Right? The old path.
Yes.
Where people used to go hiding.
Used to
go there at night. They used to walk near the river so they could reach to Karbala to walk.
That's right.
So the people over there are generous, have hospitality, right?
Yes.
And this really opened the door for what? For people to come from outside.
Yes.
Who do not have enough, who do not have sufficient means to travel like a normal person.
Yes.
Who just have to pay for the ticket for going and the ticket to go back, your food, your place of stay, any medical treatment you need, any hospitality you need, shelter, everything, you find it during this time.
Yes, that's right.
And it continued, and it becomes stronger and stronger over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It became stronger and stronger over the years. And there's this French guy. I like how you said that the Muslim, non-Muslims also go.
Yes.
There was this French person. He said that, I've seen in Hollywood movies, Iraq was like a desert. People are going to come and eat us. The movie The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay.
He said, I can't remember. People are giving out free food, for God's sake.
That's right.
So the hospitality really plays a role in my thought.
This is really fascinating. So many people, so many Iraqi people, and so many people all around the world, save their money only for one day, for the Arba'in or 1 week, in order to donate for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and spend their money over there. This is really outstanding. I've heard so many stories from the Iraqi families, how they, for example, spend less during their life, during their routine, than during the year, in order to, we can say, spend and save the money for such days, for Arba'in Wakam processions, for the guests and the wayfarers to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Okay, Sheikh. Really outstanding. And it is not like a simple carnival, because we have so many celebrations, marathon walking celebration, here and there, that the people are going. But this is really different. And the main goal behind Arba'in procession and walk something is something supreme and divine, isn't it?
Of course. Why not? When it comes to the other kind of carnivals that we might have in the world, of course, there are some elements or some kind of key elements in this procession that makes it completely different and distinct from the other any kind of march or walking or carnival. One of the point is the spirituality that we have in this Arba'in procession or Arba'in march, we can say, because the people who gather here in Karbala on those roads and walking, they are looking after or looking forward to a kind of spiritual perfection.
Yes.
They want to perfect themselves spiritually. This is the thing that you cannot find in any other kind of the same, for example, carnivals or walking.
Yes.
That's why you see that millions of people serve across this road from Najaf to Karbala, from Baghdad to Karbala, from different kind of roads that is lead to Karbala. You see, millions of people are serving freely millions of other people for many days.
Yes.
So this is, it puts a very big question in our minds that, okay, why do these people do?
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly a kind of sacrifice. They sacrifice everything for the sake of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
And recently the governor of Karbala stated that this year, Karbala, it is a guess, may welcome more than 20 million people during 1 week. And this is really...
So how can you serve 20 million people in that small city like Karbala?
There are Arab countries. There's also the other pilgrimage, the other spiritual pilgrimage, which is to Mecca.
Yeah.
Also, it has its own, let's say, specialities.
Yes, and values.
But at the end of the day, the way that the Shias were able to, are able to conduct this marasim or this... event is really much better. You know, people, I know I've heard stories about people in Mecca, how they will stay like 2 days hungry.
Yes.
You don't see that in Karbala, alhamdulillah. Yes. You don't see people coming and giving hospitality to the people of Mecca. And excuse me, you don't see people that, for the visitors of Mecca getting hospitalized by the people of Mecca. And that's against the ruling of Quraysh.
Mm-hmm.
Even before Islam.
Yes.
Quraysh were very generous. When people would come over, they would greet them. They would give them what they would need. They would make sure the water was available.
Yes,
they
yes.
would make sure that the food was available. They would make sure that anyone who needed treatment would get their treatment. It's Arab. You guys are Arab, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not seeing this kinds of Arab, you know, culture available with you guys. And yet you're calling yourself one of the capitals
the
of the Islamic world.
Yes. And what is important is for the pilgrims towards Karbala on this journey is the akhlaqi ethical part too. It might be very much crowded. There are so much hardships. You know, you have to take care of the rights of the people of Haqqun Nas, the other people in this way. On your way back, you might be very much tired, okay? Do not lose all the spiritual, you know,
people
gain.
People have different capacities.
I know.
That's a rule. There is this, you know, over this, like, let's call it a cloud.
Yes.
There's this cloud of us trying to... be, yes, ethical, us trying to be good with good morals.
That's right.
It is available there. It is something like, all right, we'll try to take it. But sometimes it gets out of hand, you know. You're cranky, you're tired, you're traveling, and that's normal. I'm not trying to bash anyone. I'm not trying to defend anyone. But at the end of the day, it's normal.
That's right.
Everywhere you go where it's crowded, that's normal.
Especially about the ziyarah of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even you are suggested to bear the hardships. I mean, more than any other imams. For example, because all the afflictions that the imam, we can say, tolerated on that time, you are supposed to bear the hardships on this way too. Mm-hmm. And these hardships on this way is a purification, is a purifier for your soul, for your journey. And the journey itself, I mean, walking from region A to region B, if you look at all the divine, mystical lessons that we took during the history. In all religions, there has always been a journey from one place to another. And during this journey, there are some stations, okay? And during these stations, we can say, gradually you are going to be spiritually grown up. And this is, I think, the best lesson that from the Irfani perspective, we can take from, we can say, the Arba'in procession and the Arba'in walk. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Shaykh Rouhani, for your nice elaboration regarding on Arba'in procession and Arba'in walk. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Habib. And thank you very much, dear listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the program, Viewpoints on Arba'in Procession, and especially those people who participate in Arba'in Procession, Arba'in Walk. If you're listening to us, do not forget us in your du'as, in your supplications, and your journey towards Karbala and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Allahumma ja'al mahya ya mahya Muhammad wa al Muhammad ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد
Oh Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds
Oh Hussein, you live forever I swear to Allah, you have shown us so much courage through the pain. You sacrificed your family and were killed thirsty for Hussein.